的恩典。
I know we don't have much time today. I think you have an English service at 11 o'clock.
今天的时间不多，我知道十一点你们那个英文堂需要使用这个场地。
And what I want to do today is just very quickly go through with you a book of the Bible that you may, some of you may not have really come across very often.
今天想跟大家要讲的是从圣经的一本书，可能这本书并不是很多的人，有一些人不是常常去看。
Because it's a really short book.
因为这个书信是非常的短。
And it's actually, if you have your Bible, we're going to try to flash up the words there, but if you have your Bible, I'd encourage you to turn with me to the book of Philemon.
如果你手中有圣经，请你翻到腓利门书，腓利门书。
So it's very short, it only has one chapter. It's just before the book of Hebrews.
这本书非常的短，它只有一章，它就是在希伯来书的前面。
So we're going to read the whole book.
我们整个的这一本书都会把它读读出来。
All 25 verses.
总共有25节。
Okay. We only have it in Chinese up here, guys. So you know, follow along in your English Bible. That'd be great.
所以特地跟青少年团去讲一下，我们在这里我们只有中文版，但是你手中有圣经的，请你翻到 The Book of Philemon.
All right. Ask Lily to read it for us.
Okay. 请大家听。为基督耶稣被囚的保罗，同兄弟提摩太写信给我们所亲爱的同工腓利门和妹子亚菲亚，并与我们同当兵的亚基布，以及在你们家的教会，愿恩惠平安从神我们的父和主耶稣基督归于你们。我祷告的时候提到你，常为你感谢我的神，因听说你的爱心，并你向主耶稣和众圣徒的信心。愿你与人所同有的信心显出功效，使人知道你们各样善事都是为基督所做的。兄弟啊，我为你的爱心大有快乐，大得安慰，因为众圣徒的心从你得了畅快。我虽然靠着基督能放胆吩咐你何宜的事，然而像我这有年纪的保罗，现在又是为基督耶稣被囚的，宁可凭着爱心求你，就是为我在捆锁中所生的儿子阿尼西姆求你，他从前与你没有益处，但如今与你我都有益处。我现在打发他亲自回你那里去，他是我心上的人。我本来有意将他留下，在我为福音所受的捆锁中替你伺候我，但不知道你的意思，我就不愿意这样行，叫你的善行不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心。他暂时离开你，或者是叫你永远得着他，不再是奴仆，乃是高过奴仆，是亲爱的兄弟。在我实在是如此，何况在你呢？
It's not there. Can you flash the slides for the book?
现在念到第十六节。这也不拘是按肉体说，是按主说的。你若以我为同伴，就收纳他，如同收纳我一样。我若亏负你或欠你什么，都归在我的账上，我必偿还。这是我保罗亲笔写的，我并不用对你说，连你自己也是亏欠我。兄弟啊，望你使我在主里因你的快乐，并望你使我心在基督里得畅快。我写信给你，深信你必顺服，知道你所要行的必过于我所说的。此外，你还要给我预备住处，因为我盼望借着你们的祷告必蒙恩到你们那里去。为基督耶稣与我同坐监的以巴佛问你安，与我同工的马可、亚里达古、迪马、路加也都问你安。愿我们主耶稣基督的恩常在你的心里。
Amen. So that was a little bit long, and I thought that the slides were actually showing you the words, but I guess you would have to follow what we were saying.
Yeah, 这一段经文可能有一点长，可能刚刚上面打的换片跟我所念的不太能符合。
Can you flash those slides? Let me just, sorry.Can you advance?
This is the remote form.
So I can use this? But it's not moving. If you can advance it for me, that would be great.
Good. It's going.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So let's go back to chapter. Go back to the first. Let's go back to slide number verse 1.
我们现在回到第一章, 就是这一章的第一节。
Okay. So who is the author of this book?
你想想看这本书的作者是谁?
Paul, right? You look at verse 1 and you see Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ. Okay? He's described as a prisoner of Christ Jesus.
所以我们知道作者是保罗,而且是被囚的保罗,
yeah,
是为基督耶稣被囚的保罗。
At the time this book was written, it was about 60 AD. He was already an old man.
在写这本书的时候,大概是主后60年, 保罗年龄已经很大了。
He's in chains, verse 9, verse 13 says he's in chains for the gospel.
第九章跟第九节跟第十三节告诉我们, 他是为基督耶稣的缘故被囚。
He had already been on 3 missionary journeys.
在这个时候,他被囚之前, 他已经去了3次的宣道。
He was most likely in Rome, and he was in prison.
很可能他是在罗马, 而且这个时候是被囚的。
And he was writing, and who is he writing to?
你知道这本,这个是写给谁的一封信?
My English gang over there. who is this book being written to? Come on, guys. Hey, yeah.
Got it.
No. Well, yes, Philemon. Yes,
yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, this letter is written to Philemon. Yes.
Just testing. Right. So, verse 1 says, to Philemon, our dear friend and fellow worker. Who is Philemon?
所以在这里第一节,在这里说写给我们的同工菲利门,请大家知道不知道谁是菲利门?
Dear friend and fellow worker? Yes.
他是亲爱的同工跟亲爱的朋友。
Very good. And, if you keep reading, you see he's apparently a very prominent member of a church in Colos.
大家如果继续看下去，他是在 Colos 哥罗西那里一个教会里很重要的一位。Verse
2 it says to the church that meets at your house.
第二节讲到以及在你家的教会。And
Paul, it must have been a very effective local ministry.
所以在当地一定是一个非常有效果。
Because in verses 4, 5, and 6, Paul describes a little bit about this, the church there.
因为第四、第五节在那里,保罗有形容一下这个教会。
He says that I always give thanks to my God as I remember you in my prayers because I hear about your faith.
因为他说我祷告的时候就感谢我的主,因为听说你的爱,你的信心。
And he says in verse 6 is a great passage. I pray that you may be active in sharing your faith so that you will have a full understanding of every good thing that we have in Christ.
第六节是非常宝贵的,愿你与人所同有的信心显出功效,使人知道你们各样的善事都是为基督做的。
Yeah, so, you know, it is, actually, this is a great passage for the young people because, you know, if young, we really encourage them to go on missions. Because it's only when we actively share our faith that we begin to have a full understanding of everything good that we have.
这个这一句，我特别想给年轻人，在座的年轻人，我鼓励你们能够出去做宣教的工作，因为当你出去做宣教的工作，你亲身的与别人分享福音的时候，你的信心就会活起来。你才会发现
a full understanding of all of everything that you have.
而且会帮助你彻彻底底、完完全全的了解你所信的是什么。
Yeah, and but Paul keeps going in verse 7. He said, "Your love has given me great joy and encouragement because you, my brother, have refreshed the hearts of the saints."
第七节他接着说：“我为你的爱心大有快乐，大得安慰，因为众圣徒的心从你那里得到了畅快。”
So apparently, the church at Colossus is doing just that. They are encouraging and refreshing people.
所以哥罗西的教会在那里就是鼓励别人，使别人的心得到畅快。
So, you know, Philemon seems like a lovely brother.
所以菲利门是一个很宝贝的一个弟兄。
But Paul is just at the beginning, you know, just chatting. He's just chatting. But in verse 8, he starts to get into the meat of this letter.
所以刚开始前面的七节，保罗好像就是在跟他交流一下，在好像讲话。但第八节实在是这一封信的主题。
You notice that this is not a letter about important doctrines.
这一封信并不是讲关于任何的信仰。
It's not a debate or controversy.
也不是讲到说当时一些信仰的一些争议。
Yeah, it's a very personal letter.
这是一个很个人性的一封信。
In fact, it's a letter of recommendation.
事实上，你可以说它是一个推荐信。
I think I've written a lot of recommendation letters in my lifetime as a professor.
我做教授已经写了不知道多少的推荐信。
But this is a letter for a young man by the name of Onesimus.
但是这一封信是为了一个年轻人，他的名字叫阿尼西姆。
And in verse 8, Paul gets into this.
第八节的时候，保罗就进入了这封信真正的内容。
He says, although in Christ I could be bold and order you to do what you ought to do, yet in verse 9, he says, I appeal to you on the basis of love.
第八节他说，虽然靠着基督我能够放胆的吩咐你，但是我凭着爱心来求你一件事情。
He says, plead on behalf of My son Onesimus.
他在这里说为谁而求呢？他就说是我在捆锁中所生的儿子阿尼西姆。现在是第十节。
Onesimus. So apparently Onesimus is the bearer of this letter. He's carrying this letter back home.
所以阿尼西姆需要带着这封信回家，把这封信交给腓利门。
Yeah, and he apparently he used to be a young slave in Philemon's household.
事实上，阿尼西姆以前是腓利门家的一个年轻的奴隶。
The name Onesimus is a very interesting name.
阿尼西姆这个名字的意思非常非常 interesting， 非常有意思。
In the original language, it means useful.
它的原文的意思是有用。
有用啊！It's a strange name today, but it's a pretty good name for a slave.
今天我们觉得这个名字很奇怪，但是一个奴隶叫这个名字是很好的。
Yeah, we don't know whether he was born a slave or he was sold into slavery later.
我们不知道他是生下来就是奴隶，还是卖给腓利门做奴隶。
But if he was in Philemon's household, we have very good reason to believe his conditions were pretty good.
但如果他是腓利门家的奴隶的话，我想他在那儿生活的情况也还不错。
His owner is quite well off.
因为他的主人是蛮有钱的。
And being an active Christian probably treated him pretty well.
他的主人又是一个基督徒，可能对他还不错。
And he might have even heard about the gospel and Jesus. Maybe even through Paul when Paul was visiting Colossus earlier.
他可能甚至在腓利门家都听过福音，可能是借着保罗那个时候经过哥罗西的时候。
But you know, there was something else he wanted very badly.
但是阿尼西姆还有另外一样东西，他很想很想要。
He wanted his freedom.
他要他的自由。
So he hatched a plan to escape.
所以他就想出了一个计划，让他怎么样可以逃走。
In fact, he might have taken some of Philemon's property with him.
可能他逃走的时候还带了一点腓利门的财产走的。
It is some travel money.
可能一些路费。
Because in verse 18, Paul says, you know, if he has done you any wrong or owes you anything, charge it to me.
因为保罗十八节说，他若亏负你或欠你什么，都归在我的账上。
So, he ran a long way away.
阿尼西姆跑了很远很远。
All the way to Rome.
一直跑到罗马。
You know, from it's over 1,000 miles.
超过一千里的路程。
So you have to go from Colossus. You have to go to Asia Minor. Asia Minor to Macedonia. Macedonia, you take a ship. Take a ship, you go to Rome.
所以整个他是要从小亚细亚，就现在的土耳其，我多加一句。然后你要，然后要走到马其顿，然后从马其顿才能到罗马。
So it was a long trip back then, but it was a long trip now. But back then, 2,000 years ago, that was a very long trip.
现在我们在想走一千里都还蛮远的，何况是那个时候呢？
And when he got to Rome,
当他到了罗马的时候
，He finally got what he wanted so badly.
他终于得到了他好想要的东西。
He was free.
他自由了。
And yet something was wrong.
但是好像还是有点不对劲。
We don't know exactly his story.
我们不知道阿尼西姆真正的故事。
But we know that he eventually met Paul.
但我们知道后来他遇到了保罗。
Maybe he knew Paul from before.
可能他以前就认识了保罗。
But we know that he went to see Paul in prison.
但我们知道他去监牢里去探望保罗。
And then he saw this extraordinary sight.
然后他就看到了这个让他非常震撼的一幕。
Here was this old man.
在这里有这么一个老人。
An old man in chains.
一个老人是手镣脚铐。
Yet free.
但是却是一个自由的人。
A prisoner.
他是一个囚犯。
Yet so full of the joy and peace that he himself lacked.
但是充满了这种自由跟这种平安快乐是他所没有的。
So under Paul's guidance, this young man humbled himself before God.
所以借着保罗的带领，这个年轻人谦卑了自己，把自己交给了神。
He received the saving grace of Jesus Christ.
他接受了耶稣基督拯救的恩典。
So in verse 10,
所以第十节
you read that for my son Onesimus, who became my son while I was in chains.
保罗就这个样的形容阿尼西姆，就是为我在捆锁中所生的儿子。
捆锁中所生的儿子。Then suddenly there was a dramatic transformation in this young man.
所以这个年轻人的生命突然有了极大的转变。
Verse 11 says, formerly he was useless to you.
所以十一节他说他从前与你没有益处。
But now he has become useful to both you and me. He's using that play of our word of his name. He's useful. He's Onesimus to you and me.
所以现在如今与你跟我都有益处，就是使用阿尼西姆那个名字有用的这个字。
Yeah, and Paul grew very fond of him.
保罗就开始很爱他。
He said, I'm sending him back.
他说我现在打发他亲自回到你那里去。
Verse 12, he who is my very heart.
他说他是我心上的人，
他是我心上之人，我把他送回去啊呀。And apparently he was also very active in service in Rome.
同时也看出在罗马的时候，阿尼西姆开始热心于服事。
Because he said he's helping me while I'm in chains for the gospel.
因为他在这里说他为我福音所受的捆锁中替你伺候我。
But there's a problem.
但这里有一个问题。
You know, Onesimus seems to feel that his journey.Lies in going back to Colossus.
但是阿尼西姆自己心里有这样一个感动，他应该再走一趟这个旅程，应该回到哥罗西。
After all, his heart was set free.
因为在那一刻，他的心完全得到了自由。
He experienced the joy of salvation.
他经历了救恩的喜乐。
But he suddenly realized, he sensed that there was still something else.
但是他感觉到这个还不够，还有另外一件事情。
He is still a runaway slave.
他还是一个逃跑的奴隶。
He needed to go back.
他需要回去。
And make right a serious wrong in his life.
在他这一辈子以前所做的一串的错的事情，他需要回去面对改正。
In verse 14, Paul says.
第十四节，保罗说。
Go ahead.
但不知道你的意思，我就不愿意这样行，叫你的善行不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心。
He said, I don't want to do anything without your consent, that is Philemon's consent.
所以保罗不愿意，如果没有腓利门的同意，意思就是说不愿意把阿尼西姆留在他身边。
Because Onesimus still belonged to Philemon.
因为阿尼西姆应该还是属于腓利门的。
He still needs Philemon's consent.
他还是需要腓利门同意才行。
So armed with this recommendation letter in his hand.
所以阿尼西姆手上带着这一封推荐信。
Carrying his heart in his hand.
把他的心放在口中，就是很紧张，应该说。
Onesimus is going home.
所以阿尼西姆就回家了。
This is the background for this book.
所以这本书的背景就是这个样子。
Now, if you read the commentaries, they'll talk about how it reflects the grace of God and the reconciliation of the gospel.
如果你看解经书的话，它就会讲到神的恩典以及人与神中间需要和好。
It's all true.
这都是真的。
But when you read this book, don't miss this remarkable picture.
但是当你看这本书的时候，你千万不要漏掉看到这幅很重要的图画。
It's a picture of this young man who once would do anything to receive his freedom.
你要这个图画就是有一个年轻人，他愿意付上一切的代价，为了要得到他的自由。
But now he's willingly returning back to bondage.
但他现在甘心情愿地回到奴隶的情况。
What we see in the story are just two very starkly different views, different kinds of freedom.
所以这幅图画告诉我们，有两幅非常不一样的自由。
See, there's one kind of freedom. That's the freedom, the definition that you find in the dictionaries.
其中有一个自由，就是我们在字典中看到自由的定义。
It's the right or privilege to make one's choice for oneself.
也就是自己有这个权柄，自己有这一个privilege, 有这个权利，能够决定自己所要的。
It's a position of self-determination.
就是你可以自己做决定的那个情况。
This is the kind of freedom most of us want more of.
事实上，我们每一个人想到自由的时候，都是想要这一类的自由。
It's like Onesimus, we want to be free.
就像阿尼西姆一样，他想要自由。
You know, maybe many of our parents came, or yourself came to North America because you want to be more free.
因为我们的父母或者你自己来到北美，就是可能要更多这一类的自由。
This kind of freedom is good.
这样的自由是好的。
But it's not enough.
但是这个自由不够。
There is a second kind of freedom.
因为还有第二种自由。
It's the kind of freedom the Bible spends a lot of time talking about.
这种自由是圣经花了很多很多的地方告诉我们的那一种自由。
It's not just the freedom to do what we want.
不仅是想做什么就做什么的自由。
It's a freedom to do what we should.
而是那种该做什么就做什么的自由。
You know, It's a freedom from bondage.
这是一个从捆锁中脱离出来的自由。
It's from the bondage of sin.
从罪的捆绑中脱离出来的自由。
You know, there are a number of biblical passages. Keep going down, and you'll find.
圣经有很多的经文。
For example, Romans chapter 6, verse 18.
比方说罗马书第六章第十八节。
Go ahead.
你们既从罪里得了释放，就做了义的奴仆。
You have been set free from sin and become slaves to righteousness. Galatians 5:1.
加拉太书第五章第一节，基督释放了我们，叫我们得以自由，所以要站立得稳，不要再被奴仆的轭辖制。
It is for freedom that Christ set us free. Stand firm then, do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. Revelations 1:5.
启示录第一章第五节，他爱我们，用自己的血使我们脱离罪恶。
脱离罪恶。And verse Second Corinthians 3:17.
哥林多后书二章三，哥林多后书三章十七节，主的灵在哪里？主的灵在哪里？那里就得以自由。
This is a kind of freedom that is God-centered.
这一种自由是以神为中心的自由。
Where the Spirit is, there is freedom.
神的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。
The first kind of freedom is a good freedom.
第一种，我们刚刚讲的那第一类的自由是一种好的自由。
Patrick Henry, famously, when the Virginian troops were marching into the Revolutionary War in 1700s.
在一七零零年时代，当1775年，当那个军队要进入
Virginia troops went into the Revolutionary War.
哦，进入了这，大家知道吧？这是美国的那个独立战争的时候，当那个军队要打进他们的时候，很有名的一个人叫 Patrick Henry.
He said, "Give me liberty or give me death."
他说，要不就给我自由，要不我就死。
It's a good kind of call.
这是一个很重要、很好的。一种呼召。
But throughout human history,
但是人类的历史中
there are a lot of people who have a lot of this kind of freedom.
有很多的人有很多这一类的自由。
But like from 秦始皇 right, way back in Chinese history, to Mao Zedong, and even to Michael Jackson, you know, a lot of people have a lot of this freedom.
有很多很有名的人，我们知道好像有很多这一种自由。
But not everyone.With this kind of freedom is happy.
但是并不是每一个有这么多自由的人都很快乐。
When we have children with a lot of freedom, they tend to get spoiled.
当我们的小孩我们给他很多自由的时候，常常我们说他就宠坏了。
It often people with a lot of this kind of freedom get themselves into trouble.
很多的人当他有这么多这一类的自由的时候常常会闯祸。
You also see it in our families.
你看到在我们的家里可能也有这种现象。
You know, some kids are smarter and faster and more glamorous, better looking, just very well endowed.
有一些孩子好像拥有的什么都很多，又快，又长得漂亮，又聪明，又会做人，又很时髦。
But oftentimes you see these kids are the ones who get into more trouble.
可能这一类的孩子反而会带来更多的麻烦，对不对？
Very capable, very gifted.
非常能干，非常有恩赐的。
But 比较会闯祸。Because personal freedom is not enough.
因为个人的自由是不够的。
You know, when U.S. Liberated Iraq.
当那个美国第一次释放伊拉克的时候
，There was this interesting little Newsweek article.
有一个很可爱的一个小小的文章是在Newsweek 上面。
You're talking about Ali, who's a young man in Iraq.
他讲到一个在伊拉克一个年轻人，名字叫 Ali.
So he's a little money and no wife.
他钱又少，还没有太太。
But he takes a 90-minute bus ride from his village to Baghdad.
但是他常常就坐一个公车90分钟，从他的家乡就可以到巴格达。
Yeah, he goes to a place called Abdu Abdal's, and there for $1.50 he gets 15 minutes alone with a woman.
他可以到一个地方叫做 Abdu Abdal's, okay, 然后在那里花一块钱可以跟一个女人在一起15分钟。
Yeah, he complains that Abdul's women should bathe more.
虽然他说，哎，那里的女人应该多洗澡。
But he thought this was a big improvement from earlier, the days of Saddam Hussein, because he, you know, none of these were so strictly controlled.
但是他是觉得，被释放了以后，就是伊拉克被释放以后，比以前萨达姆斯坦的时候要好多了，因为以前的时候这些东西都管得太严了。
Yeah, so there was, he said the fall of the regime gave rise, basically the fall of the regime gave rise, this Newsweek says, to every kind of depravity.
Yeah, 虽然新闻周这样讲说，萨达姆斯坦走了以后，在这个国家里产生了很多那种很邪恶的东西。
Well, there's brothels and there's adult cinema, and for 70 cents you can buy an all-day ticket.Just sitting there the whole day.
有妓女院，有成人电影，七毛钱就可以一整天在里面看成人电影。
So referring to all these newly available immoral activities, Ali grins and says, "Now we have freedom."
这个年轻人阿里就很高兴的对大家说，我们现在有很多自由了。
Yeah, you know, personal freedom does not necessarily bring you to a better place.
你知道很多个人的自由不见得会带你到一个更好的境地。
You know, the Presbyterian minister and American writer of early 20th century, Henry Van Dyke, once said,
有一个牧师是二十世纪初期的一个牧师，他这个样写。
He said, self is the only prison that can bind the soul.
自我是唯一能捆绑灵魂的囚牢。
Self is the only prison that can bind the soul.
自我是唯一能捆绑灵魂的囚牢。
There's much truth to this statement.
我觉得他讲的这句话很真实。
When I was younger, I thought of life as a quest to find myself.
在我年轻的时候，我觉得人生就是要寻找自己。
I tried many things.
我尝试了很多的事情。
Explore many venues.
我尝试各式各样不同的方法。
Travel and read books.
我旅行，看了很多的书。
Take up hobbies.
有各式各样的嗜好。
Explore relationships, music.
也交了各种的朋友，喜爱音乐。
My goal is the same as the goal of many young people today.
我那个时候的目标跟现在很多年轻人的目标都是一样的。
I want to find myself.
我要找到我自己。
To discover who I was.
我要发掘到底我是谁。
But as I did so,
但当我这个样做的时候
I discovered the truth of Van Dyke's statement.
我就发现了刚刚那个牧师所说的这句话是多么的真实。
Oftentimes it does seem as if self is the true prison.That binds the soul.
我真的是发现，自我才是灵魂的囚牢。
Mm. Alexander the Great, he came to power at the age of 21.
亚历山大帝在21岁的时候就得到了很大的权势。
By the time of his death at 33, he had conquered much of the then known civilized world.
当他33岁的时候，那个时候所知道的世界大陆都几乎被他征服了。
But he found it much harder to conquer himself.
但他发现最难征服的却是他自己。
He was a very passionate man.
他是一个很有激情的人。
He was romantic and dynamic in personality.
非常的罗曼蒂克，跟人际的关系都非常的怎么讲，就非常的激情。
But he was also swift in anger and ruthless and self-willed.
但是他非常的就是说自己的意识非常的强，而且他是有时候脾气很不好。
So once he was drunk and he killed a trusted commander and friend.
有一次他喝醉酒了，把他一个很好的朋友，也是他手上的将领给杀了。
Afterwards, he was almost suicidal with remorse.
当他醒过了以后，发现了这件事情以后，他几乎要自杀，因为他非常的非常的悔痛。
But the incident didn't stop him from drinking.
但是这一件事情并没有停止他继续的酗酒。
In fact, his death at a young age was attributed to excessive drinking.
事实上，他这么年轻就死了，可能跟他酗酒太多有关系。
But Alexander the Great is not alone.
但是亚历山大帝不是唯一一个这个样的人。
Some of the most talented people of our time.
事实上，像我们这个时代，有一些非常有恩赐的人。
Seem to have also a death wish.
好像也是有这种死亡。的意愿
，a tendency to self-destruct，
就好像要自我毁灭的那种意愿。
Men like Mike Tyson，
比方说拳王 Mike Tyson，
or Elvis Presley，
或者猫王 Elvis Presley。
In California, we have Arnold Schwarzenegger。
在加州，我们以前的州长阿诺。
In international, we have Dominic Strauss-Kahn。
在国际型，我们大家都知道很有名的亚康这个。法国的，
Whatever our accomplishments in life，
不管我们一生有多少的成就
，Wherever our journeys take us，
不管我们的旅程走到哪里
，Even if we go to the ends of the earth，
事实上，甚至我们到世界的极端
，Ultimately we come face to face with ourselves，
到最后你总要面对你自己。
And we find that the greatest challenge in life is the mastery of self。
我们发现人生事实上最大的挑战就是能够克服你自己。
Our emotions, our desires.
我们的感情，我们的欲望。
Our pride.
我们的骄傲。
Our fears.
我们的恐惧。
Our self-centeredness.
我们的自我中心。
And in these private battlegrounds of the heart, we are often defeated.
在这种心中，事实上那种私有的战场，我们常常都是一个败将。
Before I was a Christian.
在我成为基督徒之前。
When I was looking for God,
我在寻找神
and I started to get close.
我渐渐的越来越靠近了
and I became afraid.
然后我就开始害怕
It wasn't an intellectual fear.
那一种害怕不是一个知识上的一种害怕
It was kind of a fear that God might be real.
那我怕什么呢？我怕神可能是真的
Well, you know, it could be very inconvenient.
如果神是真的，我觉得，哎呀，有点不方便。
I was afraid that if I became a Christian, I would lose my freedom.
我真的是很害怕的，就是我如果成为基督徒的话，我会失去我的自由。
No, I look at Christians.
我看一下基督徒。
Well, you know, they're also they're kind of like they're also domesticated.
我觉得他们好像是非常的归家，你知道，就是好。
They're like pigeons that was never far from the cage, you know.
他们好像鸽子，永远飞不完就飞不远就围着他的笼子转。
You know, they go to weekly Bible studies. You know, they have to tithe their money. They have to date other Christians. You know.
他们又要上教堂，又要十一奉献。他们找女朋友、男朋友，还一定要找基督徒。
It's a very narrow, restricted life.
我觉得很狭窄，很瘦。狭制的一个生活。
I look across this broad spectrum of humanity.
我看到世界上这么多人。
All those cool people.
哇，有那么多很酷的人。
And say, why? What do I want to be a Christian for?
那我干嘛要像那些基督徒呢
？I was afraid maybe God really is there, and maybe really He wants me to do that.
所以我很害怕的是，如果神真的是在那里，而且他真的要我变成那个样子。
But you know, the man that was helping me, he was leading me along.
但是那个时候有一个带领我的一个人。
And he said a really important phrase.
他跟我说了一句很重要的话。
He said, "Until you find God, you will never find freedom."
他说，除非你先找到神，否则你不可能找到自由。
And though I didn't fully understand it, somehow it sank in.
虽然那个时候我不完全的了解，但我觉得那句话进到我的心里。
You know, I thought I was free.
我以为我是自由的。
But I never had freedom.
但我并不是真正有过自由。
In all the private battlegrounds of my heart.
在我心里的私有战争里。
I wasn't free.
我真的不是自由的。
See, greater personal freedom is not necessarily a blessing.
很多很多个人的自由不见得是一个祝福。
Because the freedom that really matters is not freedom of self.It's freedom from self.
你知道真正的自由不是一个自己能有什么就要做什么的那种自由，而是一个能够克服自己的自由。
You know, the Romans, they used to have this punishment.
罗马的时候，在罗马帝国的时候，他们有这样的一个惩罚。
A very cruel punishment.
事实上是一个很残忍的一种惩罚。
They would tie a man face to face with a corpse.
他会把一个人面对面的跟一个死尸绑在一起。
They would tie them together, and they would, and this man would just have to live with the smell and the stench.
Yeah, 所以这一个被惩罚的人每一天就是要面对这个死尸，然后闻这个臭味，看着他腐烂。
It's very cruel.
是非常的残忍。
But there's a sense in which we have to do that with ourselves.
但事实上，这也是一幅我们天天要面对的图画。
Real freedom is freedom from self.
真正的自由是一个能够挣脱自己的自由。
Where does that come from?
那这个自由从哪里来呢？
The Bible tells us that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
圣经告诉我们，神的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。
In other words, when we let go.When we let God be God,
也就是当我们把自己放弃，把神当作神的时候。
You know, has God ever taken anything that you treasure deeply from you?
神有没有从你心里很深、很宝贝的东西，有没有把它拿走过
？Or someone?
或者某一个人
？Have you ever felt disappointed with God?
你有没有感觉到对神失望过
？Confused by Him?
或者觉得神让你真的想不通到底他在做什么。
Sometimes God seems to shatter all our preconceptions of what we have about life.
神有时候会把我们整个对人生的向往整个粉碎掉。
Yeah. You remember Forrest Gump?
记不记得那个电影 Forrest Gump, 阿丹正传
?Most of you have seen Forrest Gump, right?
我想大部分的人可能都看过 Forrest Gump.
There was this guy, Lieutenant Dan.
在里面有一个角色叫 Lieutenant Dan.
So he, you know, he came from a family of war heroes.
大家记得吗？他的那个上司哈，那个他这一家传统性都是从打仗的英雄。
His grandfather was a war hero. His father was a war hero, and he wanted to be a war hero.
他的祖父是一个打仗的一个英雄，他爸爸也是这样，所以他也想要这个样子。
He wanted to die as a war hero.
他也希望为战争而死，成为一个英雄。
But remember, he was saved by Forrest Gump.
但是大家记不记得阿丹把他给救了
？And he lost his legs.
结果他的腿也断了。
So he was filled with bitterness.
他心中充满了苦毒。
And he was bitter at the Vietnamese.
他对于越南人非常的
bitter at life.
对于人生苦毒。
Bitter at God.
对神苦毒。
Yeah, remember there was the storm and he was standing there and he goes yelling at the sky. Is that all you can do? Remember that?
大家记不记得有一幕就是那个海浪很大的时候，他站在那边就对神说：“哎呀，你只能耍这一套吗
？”Yeah, exactly, right. If he was in Chinese, that's what he would have said. So, but he had to learn to let go.
但他要学习，就是要把这一切放掉。
To recognize that there's a greater purpose behind things.
他需要看到说，在一切的事情后面有更重要的原因。
Yeah, later, there was this touching moment at Forrest and Jenny's wedding.
哦，到后来，有一幕非常感动，就是阿丹跟他的女友 Jenny 结婚的时候。
So Lieutenant Dan showed up.
所以这一个 Lieutenant Dan 就来了。
He had someone that looked like a Vietnamese wife.
他带着一个女的过来，看起来像一个越南人的太太。
And new artificial legs.
然后有两个新的假腿。
He said to Forrest, "I never thanked you for saving my life."
然后他就跟阿丹讲说，我从来没有谢过你。救了我的命。
We have a sense that he made peace with God.
在那个时候，我们感觉到好像他与神中间也和好了。
See, we all have preconceptions about how life should be.
我们常常对于人生有自己的憧憬。
How life would be if we were in control.
如果我是控制的话，我的人生应该是这样这样。
If we were God.
如果我是神的话。
But we are not.
但是我们不是神。
Sometimes we don't get what we want.
有时候我们想要的我们得不到。
Sometimes we get what we don't want.
有时候我们不想要的我们却得到。
It's true in our careers.
在我们的事业上。
In our marriages.
在我们的婚姻上。
In our children.
在我们的孩子身上。
In the closest relationships of our lives.
在我们人生最亲近的关系上。
We can be disappointed.
我们常常会很失望。
And we kind of lock up this part of our heart.
我们就把新的这一块我们把它封锁起来。
We say to God, why don't you work around this? I'm planning on being upset with you for this for a while yet.
我们就说，神啊，你就不要管这一块，你碰到这一块我就生你的气。
Yeah, right. Well, letting go is at the essence of this thing we call faith.
但是你知道，能够放手是我们信心的中心。
You know, it's the key to the freedom.That the Bible talks about.
也就是我们能够得到圣经所说的自由的关键。
It's a precursor to true worship.
这是一个真正敬拜的前提。
When we worship, we raise our hands sometimes, we surrender. You know.
当我们敬拜的时候，我们为什么要举手？代表我们愿意屈服，我们愿意顺服。
Right. We now go to a Presbyterian church, so we don't raise our hands anymore.
现在我们去的那个教会是一个长老 Presbyterian.
But this is a sign of surrender.
但是你知道我们为什么要举手？是代表我们愿意降服。
It means in our hearts that we let God be God.
因为在我们的心里代表象征着我们的心以神为神。
Well, you know, there was this little boy who had this prayer.
有一个小男孩，他有这样祷告。
He said, "Dear God, please take care of my mommy and my daddy and my sister and my doggy and me."
他说：“神啊，求你照顾我的爸爸、我的妈妈、我的兄弟姐妹、我跟我的狗狗。
”Yeah. Oh, and please take care of yourself, God, because if anything happens to you, we're going to be in a big mess.
他说：“但你一定要照顾你自己，因为你自己不好的话，我们都糟了。
”Yeah, you know, God's pretty good at this business of being God.
但你知道神是真的知道怎么样做神。
Yeah, letting go is to let God be God.
放手就是把神当作神。
It's to say, you know, you probably know better than I do, though I can't figure this out.
你是说主啊，你知道的比我更多，虽然我自己想不通。
We were talking the other day about unanswered prayers.
有一天我们提到了一个神。当他不回答你的祷告的时候
say, When I pray, you know, he's not answering.
当我祷告的时候为什么他不听呢为什么他不回应呢
There must be many reasons for that.
有很多的原因神不听
We may not always know the reasons.
可能我们不见得知道他不听的原因
But God is God.
但是神就是神
You remember that in history there was a prayer that by the most righteous man,
你知道在历史上有个最公义的人他做了这样一个祷告
In a prayer that most deserves to be answered.
而这个祷告是最应该神来回应的祷告
That was Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane.
是耶稣在客西马尼园的祷告
The most deserving man.
他是最神最应该听的
With the most just cause.
是为最公义的原因
The most sinless man.
他是一个没有罪的人。
But the answer to that prayer was no.
但是他所求的那个祷告的答案是不。
And God let his own son
go to the cross. 神让他自己的儿子上了十字架。
So that today we may have a chance to live free.
所以今天我们才可能活一个自由的生命。
Key to freedom is to let God be God.
所以你要得到真正的自由的关键 就是把神当作神。
To tell him, I open my locked pieces of my heart.
跟他讲说，我心里封锁的地方，现在都向你敞开。
We think we know what should happen.
我们觉得我们知道应该怎么样。
But ultimately, only God knows.
但事实上，只有神知道应该怎么样。
These happen, we are disappointed because we don't like the way God is running the show.
我们之所以失望，是因为我们不喜欢神这个样子的来掌管。
But freedom, true freedom, it doesn't come from the outside.
但真正的自由不是从外面来的。
It comes from the inside.
是从里面来的。
And it comes so naturally.
而当它这个发生的时候，是非常的自然。
When you let the Spirit of God rule in your heart,
当神的灵掌管你的生命的时候，这个自由就会流露出来。
We want to be in control of everything.
事实上，我们人想控制所有的事情。
But we're not. Our lives, you know, we think we are driving a motorboat.
我们的人生，我们常常觉得是自己开一个机器船。
We just hang on to that rudder and we get all the way there.
我们就控制那个引擎，然后我们就跑跑跑跑跑到我们要到的地方。
Actually, life is much more like a sailboat.
但是人生确实比较像一个帆船。
We set the sail.
我们把那个帆张起来。
The wind takes you.
然后那个风带着你走。
We adjust the sail.
我们要调那个帆。
But it's the wind that takes you.
但是是那个风掌管着，带着你往前走。
There's no freedom when you're hanging tight to your motor.
当你紧紧的抓着你的那个引擎的时候，你没有真正的自由。
You know, Onesimus.
阿尼西姆。
He saw a life set free.
他看到了一个被释放的生命。
This old man in chains.
这一个手镣脚铐捆绑的老人。
You know, and in looking at Paul, he discovered what he most needed.
当他看到保罗的时候，他才发现他自己最需要的是什么。
And he surrendered his personal, external freedom.
他就把他外在的自由放下来。
In exchange for an internal, spiritual freedom.
为要交换得到内在的自由。
And thus fulfilled his destiny.
这个样子使得他能够走上他该走的路。
He became useful in the Lord.
他在主里面成为一个有用的人。
Historically, church tradition notes that he became the bishop at Ephesus.
历史记载，历史上告诉我们，他成为了以弗所的长老。
You know, we all want to be happy.
大家，我们每个人都要过一个快乐的生活。
We are all searching for happiness.
我们每个人都在寻找快乐。
But we think when we have more control,And we have more personal freedom, we will be happier.
我们可能觉得一切都在我的控制之下，我个人自由更多一点，我就会更快乐。
What Onesimus learned was.
但是阿尼西姆所学到的是。
That personal happiness.
那个自己想到的快乐。
Is in surrender.
就是自己以真正的快乐是在于降服。
Because you cannot run away from yourself.
因为你没有办法逃脱你自己。
Paul, he had chains on his feet.
保罗的脚上有着锁链。
Onesimus, he had chains around his heart.
但是阿尼西姆的锁链是在他的心上。
But the good news is that Jesus came so that we can be free again.
但是好消息就是耶稣基督来了，使我们的心得到释放。
To set us free.
使我们得到自由。
There's a passage in Luke chapter 4, verses 18 to 21.
路加福音第四章第十八节到第二十一节。
After his baptism.
在主耶稣基督受洗以后。
After spending 40 days in the wilderness.
当他花了四十天在旷野。
Jesus returned to Galilee.
耶稣回到了加利利。
He entered the synagogue.
他进到了会堂。
He opened the scriptures.
他就站起来念圣经。
Turn to Isaiah 61.
有人把先知以赛亚书交给他，他就打开到以赛亚书第六十一章。
And he read this.
然后他就这样念：主的灵在我身上，因为他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我报告被掳的得释放， 瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由，报告神悦纳人的新年。
Yeah, and then he sat down.
然后他就坐下来。
And he said, this pastor should fulfill today in your presence.
对，就对他们说，今天这经应验在你们耳中了。
It's fulfilled today.
这个样，这一段经文，同样的，今天也在我们的面前。
The life that God wants to give you is not eternal, not just eternal life after you die.
神要给你的永生不是在你死了以后才有的。
But today.
而是今天就有。
A freedom, a life of freedom.
要给你一生过自由的生活。
Fulfilled today.
而耶稣基督所说的话，今天在你的耳中就成为事实。
Let me end with just one more illustration.
我最后以一个
story.
一个故事做结束。
This is Eugene Peterson. Many of you may know him. He's a pastor.
大家可能知道这一个作者或这个牧师名叫 Eugene Peterson.
He talked about once when he was on family vacation.
他讲到说有一次他一家去度假的时候。
They were in a canoe in a lake.
他们在划一个小木船在一个湖上。
And over the edge of the lake, he saw there was a branch hanging over the water.
就是在湖边，他看到有一个树枝这样子，压下来。
It was about 10 feet above the water.
差不多在水面上十尺高。
And he saw a mother swallow with 3 babies.
他就看到一个母燕子，旁边有三只小燕子。
And the mother swallow was trying to push these small birds off the branch.
看到这个母燕子要把这些小燕子推下树枝。
So the mother swallow nudged and the first little bird fell.
所以妈妈这样一推，第一只小鸟掉下去了。
It fell, but before it could hit the water, it fluttered and flew away.
这个小鸟掉快要掉水面的时候，就飞飞飞就飞走了。
And she kept pushing, and the second swallow followed.
然后她继续的推，第二只小燕子又掉下去了。
And before it hit the water, it flew away too.
这个小燕子没有掉到水面，又飞飞飞就飞走了。
But the third little bird.
但第三只小鸟
was very tenacious.
它非常非常的固执。
When the mother pushed.
当妈妈推它的时候。
He just hung out like this upside down.
它就反过来吊在那里，用爪子抓着树枝。
But the mother bird was not sentimental.
但是那个妈妈一点也不动心。
She just kept picking at its little claws.
她就那个啄啄啄啄她的那个小脚。
And then finally the third bird fell.
到最后那个第三只小鸟也掉下去了。
But before it hit the water, it flew away too.
但是这个第三只小鸟还没掉到水里的时候，它也飞飞飞走了。
You know, swallows can grip.
燕子可能可以抓着树枝。
Swallows can crawl.
燕子也可以爬。
But swallows are made to fly.
但是燕子是需要飞的。
So are we.
我们也是这个样。
We were made to fly.
我们是应该会飞的。
God's people are meant to do things that the world had not seen.
神的子民应该做出来的是世界没有看过的。
And when the Spirit of God is in us,
当神的灵在我们里面。
We will fly.
我们就应该会飞。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Let's just take a quiet moment.
我们能够花一点时间。
Let's just be quiet before the Lord.
在神的面前安静。
Let's just reflect a little.
我们稍微大家反省一下。
Are you free today?
你今天自由吗？
Just allow the Spirit of God to speak to you.
让圣灵向你说话。
Now, how can an old man in chains be freer than a slave 1,000 miles away from home?
一个被锁链捆绑的囚犯，怎么可能比一个逃离1000里以外的奴隶还要更自由呢？
Open our hearts.
把我们的心打开来。
The Bible says, where the Spirit of God is, there is freedom.
圣经告诉我们，神的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。
What we need to do is surrender, to open our hearts.
我们今天所需要的就是能够降服，就是把我们的心打开来。
Let God be God.
把神当作神。
If you feel that you want to open your heart,
如果你觉得你现在要把你的心打开来，
open the locked part of your heart that you have kept from God.
把你锁在那里不让神触摸的地方打开来。
That you want to be let go.
你要把这一切都放开。
You want to be set free.
你要得到真正的自由。
And you want to fly.
你要飞翔。
I would just respectfully ask you to tell God this, to have express it to Him. You just gently raise your hand.
我现在恭敬地邀请你，如果你愿意，请你把手举一下。感谢主，感谢主。感谢主，感谢主，感谢主，感谢主，谢谢，谢谢，感谢主。
You just tell God, I want to be free.
你告诉神，我要自由。
Free from the inside.
从我里面释放出来。
Anyone else?
请问还有哪一位？
感谢你，
感谢你，现在看到了，感谢主，感谢主，感谢主。看到了，谢谢，感谢主，感谢主。
Anyone else?
请问还有哪一位？
It's for you to tell God.
你需要告诉他。
Love just demands a response.
因为爱是需要回应的。
Is there anyone else?
请问还有哪一位？感谢主，感谢主。
Anyone else?
请问还有哪一位？
Okay, so let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Oh, we just thank you for every open and sincere heart.
主，我们感谢你每一个向你敞开诚恳的心。
We know, Lord, that love is an exchange.
主，我们知道爱是一个交换。
As we open our hearts to you, so Lord, we ask that humbly that you would pour your love into us.
当我们的心向你敞开的时候，我们谦卑地恳求你，把你的爱倾倒在我们的身上。
We humbly ask you, Lord, to set us free.
我们谦卑地请求你，让我们得到真正的自由。
Free from ourselves.
让我们从自己里面挣脱出来。
To enjoy the life that you intended for us.
来享受你要我们所活的那种生命。
A life of abundance.
是一个丰盛的生命。
Where you are center.
在这个生命里你是中心。
You are God.
你是我们的神。
You are purpose.
你是我们的目标。
You are life.
你是我们的生命。
We thank you, Lord.
我们感谢你。
We commit ourselves, we commit this, your people, into your hands.
主，我们把你的这一群子民交在你的手中。
We pray this will be a place where the hearts of the saints are refreshed.
我们希望在这个地方，圣徒的心都得以畅快。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督名求。
Amen. 请觉知的人结束以后。请觉知的人结束以后到前面来。
Yeah, 我们希望到前面来，至少让教会知道你是哪一位。
我们，然后我们一起唱一首歌，好不好？
我们一起唱一首歌，我们。
爱我愿意。
爱我愿意，就唱一次，因为我们时间不多。OK。
那我们站起来，好不好？
请大家。
十字架上的光芒，温柔又慈祥，带着主爱的力量，向着我照亮。我的心不再隐藏，完全地摆上。愿主爱来浇灌我，在爱中的自由释放。
我愿意降服在你爱的怀抱中，我愿意降服，你是我的主，你是我的主，永远在你怀抱中，你是我，你是我的主。
请坐。